2950. It's the last day of fundraising. We need you. If you call in Monday and say, I want to get that Democracy Now! Platinum pack, no. Tally's closed down. We've already putting in the orders. We ask you to go to the phone right now. This is it. 212-209-2950. As soon as we reach that $1 million, folks, and you have made it possible, we are finished with fundraising. We go back to our regular programming, and you will have made that possible. So right now, if you want these thank you gifts, these are enough gifts for 10 of your friends. You can make copies of the videotapes. We ask you to go to the phone. 212-209-2950.
We live in a world of increasing corporate power. The corporation are unifying. They call it merging, but they are unifying left and right. And Howard Zinn, in his speech that we've been listening to this morning, talks about the small group of people of conscience in, from city to city and town to town in this country needing to feel like more of a network, needing to feel like more of a family, a community of people that are about justice, about social justice, about truth. Well, one of the things that WBAI Radio does in this area and around the country via the World Wide Web and word of mouth is that it unifies communities. It lets you know that you are not alone, that there are people that are in struggle. The vast majority of people in the world represent what you hear on WBAI. The vast majority of the people in the world do not support U.S. foreign policy dropping bombs on almost every continent. No, folks, the vast majority of the people of the world are about justice. They are about truth, and that's what WBAI is about. It's about building independent media in this country, in this, the empire of the world, New York City. Go to your phone right now and support this radio station, 212-209-2950. If you pledge at the $250 level, you get this Democracy Now! Platinum pack. It's a package you do not want to pass up, and you don't want to pass up supporting this station. You get your membership to the station for a $250 pledge for 1 year. You also get a videotape packed with heavy hitters of the pro-democracy movement in this country. You get the speech by Cornel West. You get the speech by Howard Zinn. You get the speech by Noam Chomsky, as well as Michael Parenti. You also get three books. Noam Chomsky's 9-1-1. It's on the New York Times bestseller list, but he's not in the New York Times. You also get Christian Parenti's book, The Terrorism Trap, as well as Howard Zinn's book. It's being printed as we speak. All of that, plus Crashing the Stock Market, Democracy Now! Style, plus a speech by Patrick Rainsborough of the Rainforest Action Network talking about building the movement for justice in the post 9-1-1 world. Folks, this is an incredible amount of information. Information that can be translated into action. Information that can be empowering, can take you to the streets. This is a pack that you can donate to a library, to a school. Perhaps there's some friends out there that you have that are low income and you want to pledge on their behalf. This is a time to do it. It is, as we wrap up this fundraising drive, this is the last time that you're going to hear from Democracy Now! During this fundraising drive, if you've been waiting to support the show, now is the last chance to do it. 212-209-2950.
Give us a call. Let us know you're listening to WBAI, that Democracy Now! Is a program that you appreciate. We thank you all for bringing us back. And again, you can make that pledge of $250. If you can do it by credit card, it makes it much easier for us. MasterCard, Visa, or American Express. Please give us a call. 212-209-2950. And you get this incredible library of its own, both video and books. Please give us a call. Howard Zinn has asked, in the wake of September 11th, the Pentagon asked for and received a massive increase in military spending, and Bush has received approval to cut taxes for corporations and the rich even further. What will be the impact of this on social spending? Howard Zinn says, it's very interesting that whatever criticism the Democratic Party had of the Bush administration, whatever small amendments they made to the administration's tax bill, and they were always small, there was no really bold, clear Democratic program for taking care of people's needs, and whatever minimal program there once was has now disappeared. Here's a government that claims to be concerned with human rights and human needs, but it's not concerned with them abroad. It's not concerned with them at home. Historically, of course, this is what happens. I remember during the Vietnam War, the playwright Arthur Miller was invited to the White House by President Johnson. He refused to go, and instead he sent a cable that said, when the guns boom, the arts die. Not only the arts die, people die. Not just people abroad, but people in this country. The infant mortality rate, Howard Zinn writes, in the United States is one of the worst among advanced industrial countries, and now it's likely to increase. The usual situation that existed before this war of wealth being concentrated at the top while the needs of tens of millions of people in this country are unmet will become more extreme as a result of war. Already, according to the economist Edward Wolff, the top 1% of the wealthy control 38% of household wealth. If we focus more narrowly on financial wealth, he points out, the richest 1% of households own 47% of the total. in 1998, the last year for which the figures are available. That's a 70-year high in the tax cuts, combined with the recession and increased military spending, will increase inequality even more. In Massachusetts, Governor Jane Swift has called for cutting $20 million from affordable housing programs, $30 million from a program that provides basic dental care to 500,000 poor adults and elderly people in the state. We ask you to go to the phone right now. 212-209-2950, connecting the war abroad to the war at home. We ask you to be there. If you are listening to WBAI, you are listening to independent media, the only independent media network in this country. We do not accept corporate underwriting, which makes us different from NPR and PBS. We ask you to be there, and you can tell the difference in the programming. If you appreciate what you hear and you'd like more, you'd like to read on your own and watch more and leisurely listen to a speech or watch it on videotape, call now. Make that pledge. $50 basic membership. $250 gets you the books and the videotapes, the year-long membership to WBAI. $25 if you're on fixed income. 212-209-2950.
Go to your phone right now and make your pledge to WBAI. 212-209-2950. We talk a lot on Democracy Now! About the theft of democracy. This is a program that is not afraid to air the voice of people like Howard Zinn, talking about unifying communities across this country, moving on in the struggle for justice. We're not afraid to put Cornel West on the air, or Noam Chomsky. Noam Chomsky, who has been on WBAI for decades. I remember when I was listening to WBAI in the early 90s, hearing the shows of people like Samori Marksman and Behind the News. Incredible, incredible programming that was so deep in its content, and yet it moved you to action. That's what WBAI has always represented for people around this city, there at 99.5 FM. This is a more than $200 million frequency, folks, and the corporate vultures want to take it. And you, the listener, all of us as a BAI family, have consistently beat them back, and we need to continue to do so. And the way we do it is by keeping this station on the air, keeping it independent. The way you can support this station right now is by going to your phone and calling 212-209-2950. We do not get any corporate underwriting from companies like Archer Daniel Midland or General Electric. We didn't take any money from Enron or Halliburton. We don't take any money. Oh.
We don't take any money from any corporation.
I didn't get a tack.
212-209-2950. Well, hopefully that is not the ground zero cough. We urge you to go to the phone and let us know you're listening. That's Jeremy Scahill, who is working so hard today and last night.
Working so hard to keep coughing.
212-209-2950. Again, if you'd like to make a pledge for a contribution of $50, you become a member of WBAI. $25 if you're on fixed income. $75, you get the Democracy Now! T-shirt. Democracy Now! In Exile, the War and Peace Report. The baseball cap, Democracy Now! The Exception to the Rulers. $150 gets you all the Democracy Now! Gear. $250 gets you the three books, gets you the videotape of Noam Chomsky, Howard Zinn, Michael Parenti. Give us a call, 212-209-2950. Let us know you're listening to WBAI Radio. 212-209-2950.
That reminds me of a story. Sorry, everybody, about my little coughing incident there, but it reminds me of a story. I remember early on in Democracy Now!, Amy was once reading the headlines, and she had been on, it was actually, I think, during fundraising. She had been on, I don't know, something like 6 hours straight talking, just herself straight. She was there in the studio alone. And it came time then, Democracy Now! Starts. She says, you know, from Pacifica Radio at the time, it was that, from Pacifica Radio, this is Democracy Now!, and then the billboard cut, and, you know, she says, welcome to Democracy Now!, and she starts reading the headline, and about two sentences into it, Amy's voice started to break, her throat started to get dry, and it looked like someone in a desert crawling to reach the oasis, and you could just see her voice going down. Anyway, folks, those are the kinds of things that happen during fundraising drive when everyone's vocal cords are stretched to their maximum, but now we need you to stretch your wallet to the maximum and support this radio station. If coughing on the air is what you want to hear, then go to your phone right now and call 212-209-2950.
I just called Bert Harbin, who's in Tally, and he's a little distressed. He finally came to the phone because the phones are just ringing off the hook. I was just asking him how things are going, and I didn't hear what you said, Jeremy, but if you said that at one point during A Democracy Now! I started coughing, I don't know if you talked about this time when I was doing the news headlines, Mario Murillo, is that what you said?
No, I was talking about the time when your voice had been stretched so far that it looked like you were someone in a desert crawling toward an oasis. You just couldn't find any strength in your throat to get the words that we had to go to music.
Mario was standing there, and he had been working on Democracy Now! At the time, and I just couldn't talk. I was coughing, and he was standing right next to me, and so he just kicked me off my seat. I mean, it wasn't his lack of it wasn't done with any lack of compassion. He sat down and he continued reading as I was choking in the background. And when he was finished, he said, "You got your oxygen back. You can do the show." But everyone pitches in here, folks, and we thank you for doing it now. I don't like to hear Bert distressed, as I just called him, who did not want to come to the telephone because he was answering calls. But there is a silver lining, and it means he is extremely busy, which means that room full of incredible volunteers are all picking up your phone calls right now. Keep those phone calls coming in, because the only way we're going to accomplish the impossible today, all of us at WBAI, is if those phones are lit nonstop throughout the day. You are making that happen right now. If you haven't called in, join the party, baby. 212-209-2950.
Whoa.
Give us a call. $250 gets you the books. Howard Zinn, Noam Chomsky, Cornel West gives the speech on videotape. Michael Parenti, the book. Parenti, Zinn, and Chomsky have all written books since 9-1-1. You get each of those books. You get all of their speeches on videotape. And you get Crashing the Stock Market, Democracy Now! Style on videotape. So it is an amazing pack for this end of the fundraising drive. As Mario said earlier today, it is the kitchen sink pack. But in other words, while you're doing your dishes in the kitchen, you can have this video on, or you can prop up the book and you can be reading.
I think you have to explain what you mean by crashing the stock market, Democracy Now! Style. Does that mean you told your broker to do something, Amy, like short selling or buying? What does that mean?
Well, one of the things that we do at Democracy Now! Is we go where the powerful don't want us to go. And a few weeks ago, we had, and one day I'll tell the full story, but we had this interesting opportunity to be able to get on the floor of the stock exchange with all of the members of the World Economic Forum. It was because, actually, I will say, of someone inside the World Economic Forum who decided that what was going on outside was, in fact, very important. You know, you find this with the World Trade Organization as well. You have a lot of people from developing countries, trade ministers, etc., who were empowered by the protests outside in Seattle, the 50,000 people who marched in the streets and shut down the World Trade Organization and stopped the launching of the Millennium Round of the WTO. But those people who inside these organizations have been struggling for a long time are empowered by those protesting outside. And I guess that kind of is what you could say maybe happened that day of the stock exchange gala soiree for this elite group of people. Well, one of them was not pleased seeing the police holding back thousands of people, preventing them from getting to the Waldorf Astoria, and decided that maybe it would be important for someone to get a look at what was going on inside. And when you give Democracy Now! This opportunity, of course, it's not giving an individual an opportunity. It's making sure that a lot of people all over the country, hundreds of thousands of people, get that look. And that was our mission at that time. It wasn't enough just that I would get in, but that we could also get our filmmaker in so that we could really film what was going on. And that's what we did, and that's what you get to see in this really incredible videotape. Inside the stock exchange, as they say, they're celebrating the sounds and tastes of Asia, Africa, and all places around the world. And yet protesters outside are saying, but it is exactly this kind of corporate-led globalization that is leading to monoculture in the world, that is wiping out cultures. And so we try to bring you the inside and the out. 212-209-2950. It's a remarkable document. You get a copy of it, the video, if you call in now. You can pledge $150 for it alone. Just add $100 to it, and you get three more books and four video speeches of Noam Chomsky, Howard Zinn, Michael Parenti, and Cornel West. $250 contribution. It's all yours. Please go to the phone right now. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
At one point, Amy, also you're walking through the stock exchange and you're encountering left and right these waiters in their tuxedos carrying around these silver trays. They had different hors d'oeuvres and other things on it. And you encounter one guy who's carrying around a drink called
Roots.
Roots. Yes, R-O-O-T-S. Roots. And it was rum, bark, and colon nut. Unbelievable.
Well.
And so Amy says to him, you know, where is it from? And he says, it's from Africa. A drink called Roots from Africa. And Amy says, oh, where in Africa? I don't know. Those were the kinds of drinks and hors d'oeuvres that were being served. It was extremely multicultural, huh?
Jeremy and Amy.
Ladysmith Black Mombazo was singing on the floor of the Stock Exchange, and they were singing their signature song "Homeless." And here you had the world's elite rocking out to and mouthing the words.
Stanley Fisher not dancing. I mean, you can't really call it rocking out. I mean, it's more like, you know, he's sort of swaying out, you know, back and forth and back and forth. And then you have, the incredible thing, the close-up, Nicholas Platt. You know, this guy who's been involved with many U.S. administrations, the Pentagon, State Department, has been an architect of, you know, parts of American foreign policy, also implicated in the Iran-Contra, in the cover-up of the Iran-Contra scandal. This guy is singing along to Ladysmith Black Mambazo singing his song "Homeless." You see that on this video. You can see the close-up of him singing along. This is a wealthy man. This is a man who's a powerful man. And he's standing there singing along, offbeat, of course, to "Homeless" by Ladysmith Black Mambazo. You see the way that these parties are elite. You see the fanciness of these parties behind the money, behind the power. You see how these people hobnob, how they dance offbeat to songs, how they tap their feet. But really what this is, it's a gathering of the most powerful people in the world, the power elite, the power minority in this world, the elite clique that runs the world, essentially. You see them hobnobbing, and the thing that they didn't expect was for independent journalists to make it in.
Errol is on the line, and he said there's only two people on the line right now, so if you want to call in, you called before and it was busy, this is your chance to call in. Otherwise, we're off, which is okay as well. This is the end of the fundraising drive in this last hour. If you want to get a copy of the Noam Chomsky book, the Howard Zinn book, the Michael Parenti book, and the Cornel West speech on videotape, as well as Chomsky's speech, Parenti's speech, and Zinn's speech. Go to your phone right now. Make that pledge of $250. This is it, folks. If you want to get this gift, go to your phone. Let us know you're listening. And, of course, with that, you get the year-long membership to WBAI. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Maybe you called before, and you just decided, I don't want to wait. I'm ringing and ringing. This is your chance to call in. A volunteer will pick up the phone within 30 seconds. 212-209-2950. This is the end of the fundraising drive. If you call in Monday and say, give me that Democracy Now! Platinum pack with Chomsky, Cornel West, Michael Parenti, Howard Zinn. Nope, it's all done. Tally is closed down. So this is your chance. If you pledge by credit card, you get the gift faster, and most importantly, it makes it easier for us, and it's just an easier exchange. But if you want to pledge, thank you very much for that. 212-209-2950. The phones are ringing right now. Again, fill the board. We have enough volunteers to take these calls. You have made a tremendous difference to WBAI. You're making sure it continues. Errol says we've just gotten a $1,500 matching fund. That's $1,000 and a $500. It means for every dollar that
you
pledge, we are getting that matched for this $1,500 matching fund period. For every dollar you've pledge, we're getting another dollar. Please help us stretch the dollars. Give us a call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
You only have 10 callers on the line.
Let us know you're listening to WBAI Radio, and you can get the Democracy Now! Platinum Pack.
And now you only have 12 callers on the line. And I want to tell you that coming up after this special extended edition of Democracy Now! Will be taking aim with Ralph and Maya Shoneman. So please stay tuned to WBAI all day.
Stay tuned, folks. Keep calling, and we want to let you know that at this point, I think, based on Errol's calculation, that we're at about $930,000. That means we're about $70,000 away from our goal of $1 million for the entire fundraising drive, 24 hours a day over the last few weeks. You're making it possible for us to do this, folks. Please help us meet that goal. If you've contributed, maybe you could give a little more. If you haven't yet and you're just on the verge, if you're on the cusp of a call, please call now, 212-209-2950. If you are on the edge of indecision, turning it into decision, decide now. We are counting calls, 212-209-2950. Give us a call, $250 contribution.
14 callers on the line.
Videotapes of four speeches. Zinn,
14 people
Chomsky,
are on the line.
West and Zinn, Chomsky, West, and Parenti. And by the way, we are going to be bringing you the very important debate that took place last night at the New School between Noam Chomsky. Yes, he made it back from Turkey, where he stood with his publisher in court, his publisher who was charged with publishing the words of Noam Chomsky. He faced a year in jail. Chomsky went to protect him, possibly faced jail himself. Well, he is back in the United States. He debated the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. We're thrilled to be able to bring that to you on Monday. Please call 212-209-2950. It's the kind of programming you've come to expect every day on Wake Up Call and Democracy Now! If you appreciate it, please call now. Your call is a key to open the door to the rest of WBAI's future. Please call now, 212-209-2950.
$150 pledge to the station gets you the speech that you've just been hearing parts of this morning, the speech by Howard Zinn, his latest speech, as well as Howard Zinn's newest book, Terrorism and War. If you pledge at the $250 level, the platinum level, you get the Democracy Now! Platinum Pack. That is the four speeches, Howard Zinn, Noam Chomsky, Cornel West, and Michael Parenti, as well as three books. Noam Chomsky's 9-1-1, it hit the New York Times bestseller list. Also, Michael Parenti's newest book, The Terrorism Trap, and Howard Zinn's latest book. It's just being printed now. Thank you for that call. The book is called Terrorism and War by Howard Zinn. We've got 14 people on the line. Let's get a 15th, a 16th, and a 17th. Amy, I think we can do it in this last stretch here.
I think we can too, and I know that the programs throughout the day will be able to accomplish it. Right now, if you want to show your support for Democracy Now!, we've raised about $25,000-$26,000. I think we could take it to $30,000 if you decide to make that happen. I want to thank the people who pledged those matching funds of $1,000 and $500. Now let's see if we can match those with other matching funds. Could someone also call in now, perhaps from Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or New York, and make another pledge of $1,000, perhaps $5,000. Thank you very much for that call. Maybe even $10,000. Maybe there's someone who could match the listener who called last night and pledged $10,000. Maybe there's someone today. Maybe there's a foundation that is willing to make that call right now and say, you know, WBAI is that important, and I felt the loss in the last year of the WBAI community that I once knew. Maybe you can make that call right now. I know usually foundations require applications and everything and not just a plea over the air, but every once in a while someone comes through and says, you know, this is what we would like to do right now. And we thank you very much. Remember, any contribution you make is tax deductible. You as an individual calling in and saying, I want to make a contribution of $1,000 or $5,000, $10,000, maybe even $50,000, who knows, $20,000.
We have a line open, Amy.
Because we're a charitable institution. We're a nonprofit foundation. 212-209-2950. Please call. Let us know you're listening to WBAI. 212-209-2950. $250 gets you the books, the video. It's basically a little library. You will get that delivered to you in the mail. You can get some bookends. You can build a little shelf. And you begin this incredible library of a people's look at not only history, but at what we're doing today. 212-209-2950.
All right, we've got a space open on the line now. We got to fill that up. We got to make those volunteers work. They've been working so hard, but they want to work harder. And the way they work harder is when you light up that board. Errol tells us that we have two open lines. If you've been trying to call and haven't been able to make it through, pick up your phone right now and call 212-209-2950. Join the listeners that have called today and throughout the week that have already gotten this explosive platinum pack, the four speeches, Zinn, Chomsky, West, and Parenti, as well as the three books, and as a bonus, the Democracy Now! Crashing the Stock Market. All of this is yours for a donation to the station, supporting the station at the $250 level, the Democracy Now! Platinum Pack. You can also pledge at the $150 level and get the speech that you've been hearing today, Howard Zinn, his latest speech, talking about building movements or social justice, connecting communities around the country, as well as his latest book, Terrorism War. Thank you for those calls. Let's keep them coming in. Amy, I really think we can do it. The listeners are coming through. The phones are ringing. You can be another ring for freedom. 212-209-2950.
That's right, Ring for Freedom of the Media. I'm looking at Howard Zinn's book, Terrorism and War, and he's asked if he would describe himself as a pacifist. And Howard Zinn, author of People's History of the United States, author of the new book, Terrorism and War, the one we're offering you today, Howard Zinn says, I've never used the word pacifist to describe myself because it suggests something absolute, and I'm suspicious of absolutes. I think there might be situations when a small, focused act of violence against a monstrous evil would be justified. Even such committed pacifists as Gandhi and Martin Luther King believe this. The question of pacifism is interesting. Scott Simon of National Public Radio wrote a commentary in the Wall Street Journal October 11th entitled, Even Pacifists Must Support This War. Simon, who's a Quaker, wrote that American pacifists have no sane alternative now but to support war. He tried to use the pacifist acceptance of self-defense, which approves a focused resistance to an immediate attacker to justify this war. But the term self-defense does not apply when you drop bombs in heavily populated residential areas and kill people other than your attacker. And it doesn't apply when there is no likelihood that this action will make the world less violent. We ask you folks to go to the phone right now. Those were the words of Howard Zinn in his book, Terrorism and War. This book, along with Noam Chomsky's book, 9-1-1, and Michael Parenti's book, The Terrorism Trap, all three books put out by independent presses, no surprise in this time of a crackdown on dissent, as well as the videotapes of the speeches by all of these three people, Noam Chomsky, Michael Parenti, and Howard Zinn, as well as Cornel West, are yours for a contribution of $250, and we'll throw in crashing the stock market Democracy Now! Style for your not only entertainment, but actually it's very painful going to the stock market floor and hearing how people talk about the people who are excluded from the decisions that will determine their country's futures. We ask you to go to the phone right now, 212-209-2950. The line has just opened up. If you'd like to call in, $250 contribution gets you the books, the videotapes, the year-long membership to WBAI Radio, 212-209-2950. Take this opportunity to call in, express your support for WBAI before the fundraising drive ends, so you can say, when everyone returned to WBAI, I was there, I became a listener member. And at the end of this year, as we move toward the full democratization of this network, you can participate in the election of your local advisory board here at WBAI, advising the future and the staff of WBAI for the future. And this is happening in every single Pacifica radio city. We ask you to go to the phone right now. Please be a part of this vital independent media network. 212-209-2950.
Support this radio station, WBAI, as we rebuild our radio station and move forward in our mission to build independent media in New York City. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Volunteers are sitting there in the tally room waiting to take your call.
Thank you for that call.
Keep those calls coming. When the volunteers work harder, that's a good thing. They've already been working so hard through this fund drive, but in this last push, they want to work harder, and the way they do that is when you call. Every single time the phone rings, it's a vote for freedom. It's a vote for programs like Democracy Now!, like Wake Up Call. It's a vote for independent media. Let's get the board lit up as we move into this final push. I believe we can hit the million mark today, but we can't do it without you, the listener. 212-209-2950 is the number to call.
212-209-2950. We consider it the million listener march to the phones. Give us a call right now, 212-209-2950. Make it possible for WBAI to continue. Yes, we have to raise these funds to be able to move on into the future. Thank you very much for that call. Again, every time a line lights up or someone gets off the phone after pledging, another line lights up, and we thank you very much. All the volunteers are there very happily answering your phone calls, because that's what they came in for, to help WBAI. In fact, there's nothing more frustrating for them than just sitting around, because we want to make their time worthwhile. Their time is precious, and we very much appreciate each listener who comes in to help out by coming into the tally room. 212-209-2950. In Howard Zinn's book, Terrorism and War, that we're offering you with Chomsky's book, Parenti's book, and Cornel West's speech, as well as the speeches of the others, all on videotape, he's asked, how do we evaluate terrorism when it's undertaken by people who are resisting direct oppression, such as military occupation or dispossession? Howard Zinn responds. He says, I don't think terrorism is justified, even though the end is a just one. The demands of the Palestinians are just. But I don't think terrorist acts are justified on both moral and pragmatic grounds. First, I don't think it's justified to set off a bomb in a marketplace or discotheque and kill innocent people, even if the cause is just. Second, from a pragmatic point of view, terrorism inevitably calls upon itself, or rather the people it purports to represent, counterterrorism. We've seen this in Israel and in Palestine. We've seen car bombs met by massive Israeli force. The cycle has gone on for years and years. I remember talking to Iqbal Ahmed, who during his lifetime was one of the most astute observers of guerrilla movements and third world struggles and one of the wisest people around. He spoke out very forcefully against terrorism. There's a wonderful discussion of terrorism in his book of interviews with David Barsamian, in which he says, you do not solve social problems by individual acts of violence. Social problems require social and political mobilization. We ask you to go to the phone right now. This is a wise elder statesman of our community, one of many who are excluded from the mainstream media. And if you appreciate that on WBAI, Howard Zinn is a familiar voice, one of the family, we ask you to go to the phone. When he comes to New York, no, the mainstream journalists are not knocking down his door. But you can be sure he knows he's getting an invitation from WBAI, and he's always welcome in our studios. And if you appreciate that, we ask you to go to the phone. He is one of the people who are included in this thank you gift that we offer you if you support independent media, as he has. We're offering you the Howard Zinn book and tape. We're offering you the Noam Chomsky speech on videotape, as well as his book 9-1-1, Michael Parenti's book, The Terrorist Trap, as well as the videotape of his speech. And we're offering you Cornel West's speech. Cornel West has long been a supporter of the Pacifica Media Democracy Movement, and he has spoken about that all over the country. A very moving and forcefully outspoken for media democracy. And we thank Cornel West for that. We urge you to go to the phone right now. You get all of these speeches. You get these books. You get Crashing the Stock Market, Democracy Now! Style. Please go to your phone. It's the last time we're offering this. When we go off the air this morning, we will not be doing fundraising after this. Please give us a call. WBAI, overall, we will be fundraising until we hit the million-dollar mark. But if you want to call in, volunteers are standing by waiting to take your calls. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. I actually have to go off tonight to give a speech at the University of Vermont. Very much looking forward to the people there who, like you, appreciate community media and have been shoring up their community radio station. Came from Kansas City last week, where their community radio station seemed to be going through the same kind of tumult as Pacifica Radio, with corporate forces taking over their board. But the people are fighting back, and they are in the process of regaining their station. Each station is absolutely critical. We ask you to go to the phone right now, 212-209-2950. You are part of that media democracy movement all over the country. This morning, pitching on WPFW, our sister station in Washington, it is a great privilege to be working with Verna Avery Brown once again, who is the voice of the Pacifica Network News, now is the Deputy Executive Director of Pacifica Radio. And each day we go on the air and we talk about media democracy. It's just wonderful to have her back when she had stood up against a regime of censorship and was forced out of Pacifica after being on the air for 11 years every day. Now she's back and you've made that happen. 212-209-2950. Make that pledge of $250 and you can get the books, the videotapes, real summary of what we've done over this last few weeks in the fundraising drive. You don't have to make decisions between them. You get them all. 212-209-2950. If we can get another matching fund of perhaps $1,000 or $5,000, it's extremely helpful towards that goal of reaching $1 million. Every single penny helps. Whether you can pledge $25, limited income subscription, $50 basic membership, $75 t-shirt or baseball cap, Democracy Now! Or WBAI, $150 gets you the Zinn book and video, $250, just 100 more, gets you 3 more books as well as the videotapes. Thank you very much to the listeners who've been calling in. What an enormous difference you've made in helping WBAI meet its goal. 212-209-2950.
Thank you all,
very much,
everyone
Amy.
Who's called. Go ahead,
Errol. No, go ahead. I want to thank you, Jeremy, and I want to thank Amy Goodman. And any final words before I invite you down for the party this afternoon at WBAI, and also bring your videos with you, especially that Chomsky debate. Maybe I'd like to hear it. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And keep those calls coming in, even as we go to the next program, folks.
Thank you very much for this call.
Really, really good to hear you pitch in with so much energy and to hear it right here, live and direct at WBAI.
That's where it is, folks. That's where the energy is centered. That's where so many producers have come back into the station, inhaling the oxygen once again as the doors are wide open. It really is a wonderful time for all of us, and we thank you all for all making it possible. The community and community radio is inside and outside the station, and all united we can move forward. Again, for the final time, if you want to get the thank you gifts we're offering today, and you're not going to be able to get them Sunday or Monday, if you call in and say, hey, please, no, tally's closed down then, and we move on with our regular programming. So this is your opportunity. Think ahead. Are there people's birthdays or just gifts you like to give people when you join someone for dinner or go over for a day to spend time? You can get this pack of thank you gifts and then divide them up amongst your friends or keep them for yourself. Build that library with meaningful books and videotapes. 212 212- 209-2950. $250 contribution gets you the books and the videotapes, three books, the videotapes of four speeches, as well as crashing the stock market. If you can pledge by credit card, it makes it much easier for us. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Keep the phone calls coming in. Keep the matching funds rolling in. We'll need them throughout the day if we're to meet this match of $1 million. And I know we can do it. The matching fund that came in the first day for WBAI and coming in on this last day, so well appreciated, as well as all the ones in between. The $50 basic contributions, $25 if you're on limited income, every single one of them, we are counting on you to increase the rolls that you won't be purged from at WBAI, unlike the stolen election of 2000. Thank you so much for keeping those phone calls coming in. And think about what Howard Zinn has been saying, what Cornel West has been saying, Noam Chomsky, what Michael Parenti has been saying. 212-209-2950. Pledge as much as you can. Think about the people to come in these coming days, like Arundhati Roy speaking to us from New Delhi, India, knowing well what independent media is about and the forum that it provides. You're making it possible for this international forum. 212-209-2950. Thank you so much for being there and standing with us in this independent media movement that we must continue to struggle in. Really, I'm sure, for all of our lives, to protect this sacred space, this national treasure that was begun more than 50 years ago by a man named Lou Hill, who said, there's got to be a media outlet run by journalists and artists and not corporations. And you are helping to keep that a reality. 212-209-2950.
And thank
you. Keep the phone calls coming in.
And thank you, Amy Goodman, for that. It has been a magnificent day. And now we will continue in that tradition here on WBAI of bringing you the unvarnished and the uncensored truth. Coming up next is Ralph and Maya Shulman with Take Your Name. And you're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM, New York.
And Maya Shone, and we're glad to be here with you and hope that you
are alert to the fact that Taking Aim is on the air. Not at 10, not at 11, but at 11:35, but nonetheless every week from 10 to 12, brothers and sisters, let's go with Taking Aim.
Today's a special day because today we're going to ask you to come step up to the plate and help make help WBAI reach its target for this fund drive. After all, we are the listeners of WBAI. We keep the station on the air. We have a very interesting show for you today, but before we get to it, I'd like to tell you about some of the gifts that you can receive when you make your contribution to WBAI during Taking Aim. Because your contribution while we're on the air lets everyone know how much you support Taking Aim. We hear from you each week by phone and by email, and it's also good to keep everybody on the air. Today we have for you the audio tape of the show for $75, and as you know, we were offering the other 2 weeks we were able to distribute the programs, and if you'd like those two programs, again, where we did a lot about the budget and the Defense Department taking trillions of dollars away from each and every one of us, also about the impending attacks on Iraq
and Iran and North Korea and the Philippines and Somalia, even as we have kept you informed of the increasing massive evidence about the role of the United States government in once again creating a pretext for war with the events of September 11th, the instigative role, the role of conspiracy on the part of the rulers of this society to drive our people into a state of acquiescence through terrorizing our people to produce the desired result of unending war in pursuit of oil, in pursuit of profit.
Okay, so that was during the last two shows, and that's for a $125 contribution to WBAI. But today we have a very special premium, and that is called the Taking Aim Video Package. Many of you were fortunate enough in the last fund drive to get a copy of the World Trade Center, An Uncensored History, which was a four-hour presentation by Ralph Schoenman, uncensored, detailing the background to 9/11, and the role of the U.S. Government in not telling us the truth about what really is going on.
The intelligence agency running the nominal terrorists, the people who are fingered by the U.S. government, in fact, trained at U.S. military installations, run by the National Security Agency, receiving funds from the intelligence agencies, working on behest, and indeed basically fall people for a government operation.
And it goes into the true who Mohammed Atta really is, who Jackson Stevens is.
The role of the National Security Agency and Jackson Stevens in South Florida, Mohammed Atta and his people living with Charlie Voss, who is the Contra CIA pilot into Nicaragua, trained at U.S. military installations, run by a mafia CIA set of flight schools, long associated not only with Jackson Stevens of the National Security Agency, but with the very financial instruments who funded the Bush companies, as was documented by the Houston Chronicle and a part of a, at that time, government investigation in 1992.
And how it relates to the structure of capitalism and imperialism throughout the world. Now, that was the World Trade Center and Uncensored History, but today what we have for you is a special package of the Taking Aim video package, because on November 23rd at Obeira Dempsey, Lumbe Brass and the Patrice Lumumba Coalition had arranged a special presentation with Ralph Schoenman, uncensored, and this is a video recording of that lecture. It was a packed house, more than 600 people, standing room only. Very exciting. If you were there and you would like a copy of that videotape, now is your opportunity, along with a copy, an audio cassette of today's show. And if you weren't there, now is your opportunity to really see Ralph Schoenman in action as he presents information about the events of 9/11 and the real meaning of these events to each and every one of us.
Not in abstract terms, not in generalities, not in terms of what we all understand about the nature of the of capitalism's dependence upon war, but the concrete, the specific, the delineation of how this operation was put into play, the role of the U.S. authorities in terrorizing the American people with anthrax, and not only anthrax, clouds of secrecy, and the targeting of U.S. cities, 239 sites and civilian sites targeted by the U.S. authorities with biological weapons affecting over 10 million people in the United States, as documented in the book Clouds of Secrecy, particulars about the fingerprint, the DNA fingerprint of the militarized and weaponized anthrax, 2,300 instances of which, you notice how it's dropped from the public eye? Because the finger points where it belongs, at the U.S. military labs and the United States authorities, who daily terrorize our people to induce acquiescence in an agenda of unending war.
Now, we haven't given the phone number because we think you know it, but if you don't recall, it's 209-2950. That's the WBAI number, 209-2950.
With 212 before that is the area code.
Oh, of course, because we have people listening in Connecticut and New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and hopefully on the internet along with us here in California, because we are coming to you from Vallejo, California, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we are pleased to be with all of you in the New York region. So again, we have the very special Taking Aim video package, which includes the video of the talk at Obeira Dempsey on November 23rd, and a copy of today's audio cassette. We have the audio cassettes of the last two exciting shows for $125. The video package, again, is $150. And we also have an audio tape of today's show. And there's also the basic WBAI membership of $50, and for those of you on fixed income, of $25. So that gives a lot of options to show your support for WBAI. And again, the telephone number is 209-2950. Over the past weeks, you've really demonstrated a lot of support and with your contributions during Taking Aim. And today, we hope that even if you've made a prior contribution, you will do so again, because we have some very significant material and offerings for you. So now we would like to go on with our show, and we're going to keep on going, we're told, as long as the phones are ringing. So for those of you who've enjoyed the 4- and 5-hour talk by Ralph Schoenman in the past on WBAI, now is your opportunity to keep him on the air and to keep going. So keep those phones ringing and ringing and ringing. And meanwhile, we're going to go on with today's show. Today we have some startling news for you. And also, we're going to go into a vivid explanation of what really is behind the so-called scandal of Enron and how it permeates throughout the structure of capitalism in the United States.
You know, brothers and sisters, you've probably noted the fact that on September 10th, instructively, the day before the events of 9/11, the 10th of September 2001, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld was obliged to acknowledge, according to CBS News, that the United States Department of Defense is unable to account for $2 trillion of taxpayer money. The Pentagon was acknowledged on September 10th to have lost $2.3 trillion. And then we find that that $2.3 trillion was for the fiscal year of 1999. And the Department of Defense has also had to acknowledge that $1.1 trillion are, quote, lost, unquote, for the fiscal year 2000. So what we're faced with here is $4 trillion acknowledged to have been, quote, lost. What does that mean when trillions of dollars are lost? We know, for example, that these are not only black budget operations that go to the Pentagon and the military that sustain the capitalist state, that permeate the entire planet with the wars that are instigated as a consequence of this funding. But here what we really are getting into is the so-called laundering of money, the offshore banking, the off-balance sheet accounting. All of the elements that are defining the so-called scandal of Enron are standard operational procedure, brothers and sisters. In the space of 40 years, the Pentagon is acknowledged to have received $9.3 trillion in U.S. taxpayer funding, which is a total which transcends the combined value of all productive forces in the United States. And here, in a period of 2 years, almost half of that $4 trillion are, quote, lost, unquote. What this is very clearly a demonstration of is that the crime in the suites is inherent in the structure of capitalism itself. $2.3 trillion, as the CBS report made clear, is $8,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. How does any government agency, the Pentagon, for example, lose track of trillions of dollars? The cost overruns, of course, that define every single budgetary operation of the Pentagon indicate that the nominal sums granted to it are only paper. That is to say, they are a fraction of what, in fact, the Defense Department charges and which the contractors of the Defense Department receive. And as you know, it's a revolving door. The Donald Rumsfelds, the John Ashcrofts, the James Bakers, the George Bushes, the Robert Rubens, the James Schlesingers, they change hats. They simply take off the corporate hat and they put on the ministerial hat. But they're all in the same uniform, and that's the uniform of corporate capital.
Ralph, as an example of what you're saying, if you look at the Department of Defense contracting for January 28th alone, the Navy awarded a contract to Lockheed Martin Missile and Space in Sunnyvale, California, that was a cost-plus incentive fee contract of almost $250 million. And on the same day, it awarded to Lockheed Martin Space Systems Company another cost-plus incentive fee of $28 million. And again, on the same day, this is January 28th alone, for the Department of Navy, there was again another contract of $25 million, which was a modification, just as the others were. These were modifications to previously awarded cost-plus fee contracts. And it goes on day after day. Modifications to prior contracts, and they're all cost-plus. It's an unending stream of money to Lockheed, Northrop, and TRW, et cetera.
And Maya, this is not just particular to the Pentagon. The CBS report and other reports have confirmed that the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, quote, lost, unquote, $59 billion in fiscal year 1999 and refuses to disclose what was, quote, lost, unquote, in fiscal year 2000. The Internal Revenue Service arranged contract kickbacks to its commissioner, Charles O. Rosati, through so-called waivers on his stock held in American Management Services, a federal contracting firm which he founded and which currently holds contracts with federal agencies, including the IRS. What is this so-called monitoring? And what are these governmental departments? And what is the IRS? And what are the commissioners which preside over it, but the very operatives that run the banks and the corporations? It's corporate, it's governmental, it's theft on a huge...
things. For federal... Lockheed, Northrop Grumman, and DynCorp, of which we've spoken in past shows, since DynCorp also runs the privatized armies in Kosovo, in Colombia, and has in Vietnam as well. And look at Northrop Grumman. It has a division with sales of $4 billion and more, 22,000 employees worldwide, and this division of Northrop Grumman is its information technology sector. And this information technology sector, providing the computer services, which are supposed to track the funding for the Department of Defense and also the Internal Revenue Service, the Department of Justice, the FAA, for NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Cape Canaveral, and Patrick Air Force Base. And that is just Northrop Grumman. Lockheed itself also has many of these contracts, and DynCorp, which receives almost 95% of its funding from the government sources, and particularly the Department of Defense, is another one of these contractors. So when you talk about losing money, the people who are in charge of tracking this money are the very departments within the Defense Department contractors themselves.
And Raya, as CBS and other mainstream media have made clear, the exposure on September 10th of these catastrophically huge sums of money that were unaccountable for, were essentially stolen and are labeled lost, presented the Bush regime with a terrible crisis. How were they to avoid even a formal and nominal investigation? What would be the ripple effect and the outcome of the acknowledgement? How would... of nominally lost funds were to become generalized in the understanding of the American people. And indeed, when the information began to get outside of their control, the CBS News Gonzalez reported that the Pentagon admitted that the Pentagon and the military cannot account on an annual basis for at least 25% of what it spends. We don't know what it's spent on, said Jim Minery, Defense Finance and Account Service. Now, Minery, a former Marine, came forward. He came forward and he said at some personal risk, and he wasn't just talking about losing his job. Minery actually attempted to follow the money trail crisscrossing the country, according to CBS, looking for the records. The director, quote, this is a quote, looked at me and said, "Why do you care about this?" He was reassigned. Officials covered up the problem. Quote, "They have to cover up. That's where the corruption comes in. They have to cover up the fact that they will not do the job." The Pentagon's Inspector General, quote, substantiated Minery's allegations, but would not disclose the officials who manipulated the financial statements that concealed the theft of $4 trillion. 20 years ago, the Department of Defense analyst Franklin Spinney had made headlines when he exposed what he called accounting games. "Their numbers are pie in the sky." This is a quote. "The books are cooked routinely year after year." Retired Vice Admiral Jack Shanahan, who commanded the Navy's Second Fleet and was under Donald Rumsfeld when he was Defense Secretary in 1976, said, "Look, with any kind of financial oversight, we could find $48 billion in loose change in that building without having to hit the taxpayers for a dime." This is in reference to the $48 billion that the Bush regime is demanding as an increment to a $318 billion defense spending bill, and an increase over that of $30 billion over the previous fiscal year to help fund, quote, U.S.-led wars against terrorism, unquote. So what we're looking at here is the budget of the Pentagon, the trillions of dollars, as a vehicle for sustaining a capitalist state that requires war and thieves the money into offshore accounts. Money laundering is the business of the banks, and the perpetrators are those in state authority.
It was only a few years ago that even this den of thieves were more varied than they are today. But in 1993, then Defense Secretary William Perry told the Defense Corporation executives that what he predicted would be declining defense budgets, but what we have seen have been escalating war budgets, would drive them out of business if they didn't join force with their competitors. As a result, we have the greatest concentration of capital in the war industry than ever before. The total value of the mergers of these war companies, and it's not just war companies, as we've said, they're also the in the forefront of all the computer information and information gathering that is going on, whether it's data collection or monitoring that's going on. For instance, one of the defense companies tracks all the fingerprints for the police departments across the United States. The total value of the defense mergers in 1992 alone was $2.5 billion, and the following year it rose to $6 billion. So that when we talk about Lockheed Martin, we are talking about the combination of already the very large Lockheed Aerospace with Martin Marietta. And then when we talk about Northrop Grumman, we're talking about the marriage of Northrop and Grumman. And in fact, they even tried to have a Lockheed Martin-Northrop Grumman merger, which was prevented by the Department of Defense, saying that it would be, in fact, then really only two war companies, Boeing and then the Lockheed Martin-Northrop Grumman. In Europe, we see the same thing happening, the mega mergers, the full concentration, which we've also been seeing in the pharmaceutical industry, and as we know from all the information in the computer industry between Microsoft essentially dominating.